Taurus sun signs and Taurus rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous tarot forecast for July 2019. And Taurus, when you were traveling through June, you were really in this Page of Cups energy. You were really being asked to release your guard, to no matter how many hurts, no matter how many kind of steely surfaces you had built up in your physical body, to find places to kind of relax into a trust in your own life and its unfolding, and kind of come at it again in sweetness and in softness, and recover a more innocent style of engaging your own experience that didn't need to harden, you know, that didn't need to kind of build this layer of armor. And it's interesting because in the month of July, the card, the Four of Pentacles, it's coming through you. In some cases, this is a card of stealing ourselves a little bit, not stealing ourselves in a hard way, but closing up the channel. So, you know, with every kind of great expansion, there can be kind of this moment of kind of coming back to center or drawing the energy back to the body. So there, it's not that you need to kind of about face from the energy of June and now shut it down and don't, you know, render your heart available to be opened anymore. But there is a question of energetic leakage that's kind of coming up for review for you in the month of July. And just sort of looking around your emotional house at any little holes, at any little places that might need to be sealed up a little bit, you know, kind of your proverbial energetic, sensitive, emotional screen door, patching places in your life where you're siphoning off, or energy is being siphoned off, that actually doesn't feel aligned with the center, with the core of your being. It's almost like that process where when you start to work out or build muscle, that you can almost sometimes feel like your skin is coming back onto your bone, that there's a sinking up of your internal and the surface of your body. And so consider this month of July, what you can draw back to you. And it may be that you know, a project at work that you have like not taken the full credit for, or it may be that you continue to show up to a relationship or a friendship that leaves you feeling more depleted than it does filled. Whatever that is, you know, literally just kind of closing up the channel a little bit and containing yourself, finding a safe container for you. And this can be a challenge for you because as a fixed earth sign, there can sometimes be this penchant for really entrenching yourself or really digging in, for going so far in your fixity that you're not available to change. And that's not what this energy is about, but it's about the ability to find what needs to be sealed right now. Find what needs to be returned to your own value center and hunker down a little bit. Really, you know, it could be that you're getting, you know, more of your finances in order and really just seeing energetically where you're spending and what that feels like. Whatever it is to you, it doesn't need to be in the material world necessarily, but there can be a sense in this card of creating a necessary boundary, and a boundary that actually feels really good. You know, maybe it's a tech boundary, or maybe it's just sort of not responding immediately to somebody or to something that you usually reach out to as the second that they contact you. Whatever it is, I'm taking this month as a really sweet retreat to return to your own center, whatever that means for you, to kind of return to your own core. So wishing you a really centered and aligned and glorious month of July, and I will speak with you soon.